What does the Bible say about cremation, and how are Christians resurrected? Cremation is becoming increasingly popular. This trend has prompted Christians to discuss its alignment with biblical teachings and its implications for resurrection. As believers, we are called to seek understanding in the Bible and the promises of our faith in Jesus. This exploration will delve into what the Bible says about cremation and how Christians are promised resurrection, reflecting on the divine wisdom and eternal hope that form the foundation of our faith. In recent years, cremation has grown in popularity, often replacing traditional burial. Experts predict that this trend will continue, potentially reaching up to 70% within the next decade. This shift is influenced by various factors, such as environmental concerns, cultural changes, and practical issues like the cost and space limitations of traditional burials. Cremation is the process of reducing a deceased human body to ashes. This involves placing the body in a coffin and then into a crematorium oven. The high temperatures cause the body to decompose, leaving only bones and bone fragments, which are then ground into a fine, odorless powder known as ashes. These ashes can be buried, scattered, or kept according to the wishes of the deceased or their family. Genesis 3:19 emphasizes our connection to the earth and the mortality of our bodies. By the sweat of your brow, you will eat your food until you return to the ground, since from it you were taken, for dust you are, and to dust you will return. Cremation, the handling of the body by fire, aligns with this idea, symbolizing a return to our primal essence and reminding us of our humility and fragility. Furthermore, fire is an important symbol in the Bible, often associated with purification and the presence of God. This suggests that cremation does not carry negative connotations, but rather serves as a method of purification and connection to the divine. Throughout the Bible, we see examples and symbols that help us understand how God views cremation and burial. Abraham bought a cave to bury his wife, Sarah, Genesis 23. And Joseph made the sons of Israel promise to carry his bones back to the promised land, Genesis 50:25. These examples reflect the tradition of burial among God's people, but do not serve as explicit mandates for modern Christians. A notable example of cremation can be found in 1 Samuel 31, where the Israelites recover the bodies of Saul and his sons after their defeat. The text indicates that the bodies were burned and then the bones were buried. This practical approach was likely due to the condition of the bodies, suggesting that cremation was chosen as a practical and respectful option. Cremation has become more popular due to its ecological benefits. Traditional burials require large areas of land, use chemicals for embalming, and involve the use of wooden coffins and headstones, all of which have significant environmental impacts. While cremation uses energy and emits carbon, it takes up less space and uses fewer resources. As a result, cremation has increasingly become the preferred choice, particularly among those concerned with environmentally friendly practices. One of the most profound concerns for Christians regarding cremation is its potential impact on the belief in resurrection. The Bible emphasizes resurrection and eternal life, focusing on the transformation of our mortal bodies into glorified, incorruptible ones. Thus, the complete destruction of the body through cremation might seem to contradict this belief. Christians may worry that cremation could hinder or weaken the resurrection they believe in. In 1 Corinthians 15, the Apostle Paul speaks about the resurrection of the body. He describes how our mortal bodies will be transformed into incorruptible, glorious, and spiritual bodies. This transformation is not limited by the state of our physical bodies after death. Whether buried, cremated, or even lost at sea, God has the power to resurrect and grant us new glorified bodies. Paul's teachings in 1 Corinthians 15 emphasize that our current bodies are perishable, sown in dishonor, and raised in glory. This means that our transformed bodies will reflect God's majesty and perfection, free from the limitations and weaknesses of this world. Therefore, no matter what fate our physical bodies may ultimately endure, the belief in resurrection provides hope and comfort for Christians. The Bible presents God as the creator and sustainer of the universe, whose power is infinite and not constrained by natural laws or human circumstances. In the context of resurrection, this means that God's ability to restore and transform our bodies is not hindered by whether we are buried or cremated. 1 Thessalonians 4:16 4:17 describes the future event of Jesus' return when the dead in Christ will rise first, followed by those who are alive, who will be caught up together with the resurrected to meet the Lord in the air. This promise highlights the independence of our physical body state from God's ability to fulfill His promise of resurrection. Christian considerations for cremation. As Christians consider cremation, they should analyze several aspects to make an informed decision that aligns with their faith and brings peace. 1. Doctrine and teachings of the church. It is essential to understand the stance of one's church or denomination on cremation. For example, the Catholic Church now allows cremation, provided it is not chosen for reasons contrary to the Christian faith and that the remains are treated with respect, including burial in a sacred place. Other Protestant denominations may have varying views. 2. Spiritual and theological significance. Reflect on how cremation aligns with personal beliefs about resurrection and eternal life. While some biblical interpretations emphasize traditional burial as a symbol of hope in bodily resurrection, others may see cremation as an equally valid process if carried out with due respect and dignity. 3. Rituals and customs. Consider the funeral and burial rituals associated with your faith community. Discussing these practices with a pastor or spiritual leader can help ensure that cremation honors both personal wishes and the traditions of the faith. 4. Family and community impact. Death and funerals are deeply personal moments. It is important to consider the feelings and beliefs of family and friends regarding cremation. Openly discussing one's wishes can help avoid misunderstandings and ensure that intentions are honored. 5. Practical and legal aspects. Investigate local laws and regulations regarding cremation. Consider the practical and financial aspects, as cremation may be less costly than traditional burial. Proper planning is essential to handle all details, including the treatment of ashes. 6. Respecting memory and legacy. Ensure that the cremation process respects memory and legacy in a meaningful way. This might include choosing an appropriate place for the ashes, such as a columbarium, cemetery, or a spiritually significant location. Conclusion: living with hope in the resurrection. Ultimately, the decision to be buried or cremated should be based on careful reflection about personal faith, church teachings, practical concerns, and family desires. The most important aspect is maintaining the hope of resurrection and the promise of eternal life in Christ. As believers, we trust in the Lord's power to transform and restore, regardless of the state of our physical bodies. In our journey of faith, we are reminded that our true home is with God in eternity. Whether we choose burial or cremation, our focus should remain on living according to the teachings of Jesus and the hope of resurrection and eternal life. Let us pray for divine wisdom and guidance in making decisions about our final resting places, always trusting in the infinite love and power of our Heavenly Father. May our lives and choices reflect our faith in Jesus Christ, our Savior and Redeemer, and the certainty that in Him we have victory over death. Prayer. Dear God, we thank You for Your infinite wisdom and love, guiding us in all matters of life, including the delicate decision regarding the fate of our bodies after death. We ask that You enlighten our hearts and minds as we reflect on the practice of cremation and its relationship to the Christian faith. Lord, You have reminded us through the Scriptures that our bodies are temporary and that our true home is with You in eternity. Help us understand that whether we are buried or cremated, what matters most is our faith in You and the promise of resurrection. May we always trust in Your power to transform and restore, regardless of the state of our physical bodies. Father, we ask for wisdom to make decisions that honor You and respect our traditions and beliefs. May we find inner peace in choosing what is best for us and our loved ones, knowing that our hope is firmly anchored in Your promise of eternal life. Grant us the grace to live according to Your teachings, focused on the resurrection and eternal life, and not on earthly concerns about the state of our bodies after death. May our lives and decisions reflect our faith in You and the certainty that in Christ we have victory over death. In the name of Jesus, our Savior and Redeemer, we pray. Amen. As we share these thoughts and reflections, Let us continue to support one another in our journey of faith, always seeking the guidance of the Holy Spirit and the comfort of God's eternal promises. May we live with the assurance that our destiny is with God in heaven, where we will be united with Him forever in glory.